upon you. I don't want to on the phone, but I can't get through to you. I bought a ticket home, now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it's just your mood.
Hello.
Good morning, Medford, Massachusetts. How are we today? It's not Tuesday morning. It's Thursday morning.
It's Thursday, Matt.
9 a.m. Still too early. This is the second edition of the Smooth Jelly Experience. We've actually lost two of our co-hosts this morning. One to the great city of Boston and one to a biology exam. So, Ollie, we wish you the best of luck. And Sam, have fun with whatever you're doing.
Picking up trash.
He's picking up trash?
Is that like He's like sorting trash.
Court-mandated
community? No, I don't know. It's volunteer, though.
Volunteer. That's what they, that's what they call it these days. Yeah. So, yeah, it's early. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good weekend.
Smooth Jelly Experience.
Smooth Jelly Experience. This is Matthew Soderberg. That's Patrick Liu. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
What do we got next, Matt?
So that was some Strokes because, you know, we got into the studio late and I had to play something. And I'm going to play a little Andrew Wilson now. So just take it away. We just want to, you know, make clear that this hour is actually just going to be a tribute to Roy Halladay, because we're big Phillies fans, and it's been a sad week to lose. Right now. I mean, just a real legend of baseball, and I know that means a lot to all of you people of Medford, but he definitely meant a lot to us. And meanwhile, I'm going to go find some music to play. Patty, if you have any more comments, like, really feel free.
I mean, Matt, what was your favorite memory of Doc?
Now, do I remember exactly where I was when he threw the no-hitter in the playoffs against
the Cincinnati Reds?
The perfect game was against the Reds, yeah?
No, the perfect game was in the Marlins.
Were the Reds in the playoffs that year?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That was the Cardinals.
Yeah,
classic.
Yeah.
No. I remember where I was in a bowling alley. I was with, I don't
your
know,
girlfriend?
My family. We were like six. And, it was, I don't know. Rest easy, Doc. You were really just like a big part of my childhood.
He was the Doc.
Kind of bums me out.
Yeah.
What bums me out more is that I do not have any music to play right now. So we're just
play your guilty pleasure song, Matt.
My guilty pleasure song?
Yeah.
I feel like I don't even want to go there this early. We're not that close.
It's 9:12. People driving to work want to hear that.
The listeners of the Smooth Jelly Experience are not quite ready for that. So we're just going to go ahead and play a little Andrew Bird. You know.
Go for it.
Half empty, half full, cup runneth over. Homes are plenty, coffers full. We're starting over. Story, but it loses its thread, and all of my witnesses keep turning up, keep turning up dead. I paint you a picture. Chicago.
Alrighty, that was Angelina by Pine Grove, a band from Montclair, New Jersey. Somehow the hometown of our missing co-host, Oliver. Ollie, I know you're out there completely asleep, blissfully dreaming of biology things that I don't understand, so.
Hey, he's gonna ace that test.
Good luck to you on this fine morning. What else is up, Patrick?
Let's see.
Do we want to read a PSA? Do we want to have some quality humorous bits, or do we want
to hear your bits, Matt?
Play some more music.
We also gotta give a shout out to Will, you know.
Oh, that's true. It is time for our weekly, or at this point, almost daily shout out to the number one English major in the world. His writing fights off all of the terrible onslaught of STEM funding at this university. So, Will Honger, if you're out there, just remember.
Just thank you.
I mean, yeah.
Thanks
for changing our lives. We really are honored to know you. We'll get back to the music then.
Sweat on the walls. Cages.
Gonna, you know, bring a little knowledge to you people of Medford on this fine Thursday morning. And we're gonna read a bit of a PSA, but I mean, I like to think of it as like, oh wow, I guess we have a presence in the studio. Could that be Santa Claus? Maybe. Here's the thing. Do you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's right. It is a trap. That's right, Admiral Akbar. Wow, what an astute observation. Anyway, it's really important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly and not cover them up. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. I know back in my home, my whole family always planned to meet by a bush.
Oh man.
In our front yard, which probably wouldn't have been a great idea because
bush would have burned down.
The bush would have burned as well. So don't be like the Soderberghs. Find a better plan.
The Soderberghs always have it. Always have it down.
Home fire preparedness, because a home fire can strike anywhere at any time, and it's real serious. So, That's right. You might hear that very sound. Just remember out there, kids, adults, all of our many listeners, have a plan. Stick to the plan. And never let Patrick touch a soundboard, because
Power Rangers. That-
All right, so we've just violated about all of our radio rules, and we're gonna we're just gonna bring it back to the music for the sake of not making this a train wreck. You want to bring us up there, Patty?
Yeah, we got you.
All right,
we have the Three Rounds and a Sound.
Three Rounds and a Sound by the wonderful Blind Pilot.
Our song, our song. Can you see the light? Can you hear the hum of our song? I hope they get it right. I hope we dance tonight before we get it wrong. And the seasons will change us new, but you're the best I've known, and you know me. I cannot be stuck on you.
justice system.
That was Turned Around by the wonderful band Lucius, who I once saw at a concert where I bumped into Patrick.
That was that concert?
That time, remember? I saw you and I was like, hi, and then we didn't talk. Patrick and I haven't been friends for that long. yeah, we want to bring ourselves to a new segment on the show. An important part of this Mojo experience where Patrick just buys stuff that he doesn't need.
Oh, absolutely.
Struggles with such online shopping addictions, which are serious. What are you buying this week, Patrick?
I am buying a turkey hat.
He's buying a hat that is, at the same time, a turkey. But it's a gag gift for who?
It's a gag gift for my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Classic.
So we got either the derpy one, that's an alive turkey, right?
Just remember, kids, if you're in a long-distance relationship, long as you buy a turkey hat as a gag gift, everything will go well. How is Melissa?
Melissa's good. She's probably in class right now. Actually, maybe Stoga shut down.
Really?
I don't know. The meeting was yesterday.
Ah, anyway, public school conflict. Am I right, kids? Or am I right? So that's been the first edition of the weird things that Patrick buys. Did you tell me that.
Which one? Do I want the roasted one or do I want the plush gobbler hat party?
All right, my phone number is 610-331-9633. If you guys want to text me, which hat should he get, the roasted one or just the plush? This is a big decision for Patrick. I'll take the first answer text I get. Oh wow, as soon as I've gotten the text, it says to buy neither one.
Oh, neither.
Spend your money on worthwhile things. That's the kind of fiscal responsibility we promote on this smooth jelly experience. In another wonderful bit, I thought, what music should we play next? And I thought of my sister, who's over
man.
Yale.
That's so cute.
Honestly, she's the worst. Yale students, just not the greatest. Anyway, I thought, let's get embarrassing. So I went into her Spotify and found a playlist she created 4 to 5 years ago called Heartbreakingly Beautiful Songs. So,
oh my.
You know, that's just proof that you can have a very cringeworthy phase and still go to an Ivy League school. And so I'm just going to randomly hit shuffle and see what happens. So we apologize for the following content.
This is interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how I feel so far.
You know, I think we should commentate over the song.
Yeah, just leave us up a little bit.
Yeah. What's your sister feeling right now?
Disappoint you,
oh,
or let you down.
Oh man, that's a.
Should I be feeling guilty?
She in her bed right now, crying.
You were thinking like maybe middle of ninth grade. Before we'd begun. High school's the worst. Yes,
mm.
And this is a tune I need to listen to, and it is heartbreakingly beautiful. So
it is, really is.
I can feel my heart.
You can sing that really great high, right? Yeah.
Oh, my voice is about at this level.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Into the night.
So anyway, Catherine, we're really. Really grateful for the musical contribution you made to this New Philly experience.
Have a great day, Gathers.
If you would only care, you touched my heart, you touched my soul, you changed my life and all my goals. And love is blind, and that I knew him. My heart was blinded by you. I've kissed your lips and held your hand, shared your dreams and shared your bed. I know you well.
Justice system, the people are represented by two separate and equally important groups, the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
I'm asleep, and I will bear my soul in time when I'm kneeling at your feet. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I'm so hollow, baby.
Back, we want to thank the one and only Catherine Soderbergh for whatever
just
that was.
Just being there.
Yeah. Let's see. We don't really know what music we want to play next, or really what to do in general.
You should tell a speech to that.
You should tell a speech.
You should tell a speech.
That's really brilliant. Let's see. Do we have any rants? Do we have any things we dislike about the Tufts campus? We need to air our public grievances. For me, it's really that I can't function this early in the morning, and I'm like, whoa.
You got something planned there.
I think you should pop that on there, buddy.
You think you should pop it on?
All right, yeah, just
add a little ambiance.
Inspiration.
Tell a story, Matt.
To our performance. If you can hear the music underneath, I mean, just from a genuine classic.
Oh.
Hopefully you'll
tell us your first time watching this movie.
First time watching Inception, I went to the movie theater with my mother. How sweet, am I right?
Oh, this is so big.
Yeah, my mother has taken me to a series of movies that I was not age appropriate to see. Yeah, I know. The audience loves that one here in the studio. Including a very uncomfortable experience at the film This Is the End.
I'm not even heard of it.
Any of you guys have heard of it, but it's actually a movie where Seth Rogen and James Franco and their whole little frat pack portray themselves in an apocalypse.
Whoa.
And there is an abundance of sexual humor. Yeah, exactly. And so, sitting there with my mom as she laughed and chuckled throughout the whole thing, I mean, I can't say I've ever had a more uncomfortable experience. So, I mean, I've moved past it. I hope she has. But still, borderline traumatic. Patrick's really enjoying the fact that I turned the computer around and put the soundboard on.
This is the most fun I've had in a while.
Honestly, yeah. We're having a blast here on the Smoothie Daily Experience. This has been Matthew Soderbergh and Patty Lou. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So we're just going to keep having fun. We're just going to play a couple more songs, then get out of here when some real DJs take over. Now, unfortunately, we don't have any songs queued now, do we, Patrick?
Not exactly.
So, let that be a lesson to all future DJs. Prepare what you're doing.
It's all right. I like this. This is good.
Yeah, we're really just kind of, we're going to let this one fly. So, I'll let Jake Bug take it away. is on.
Hello.
Oh, hello. What's up? That was Gary Clark Jr. covering...
Not Joey.
Not Joey
Clark. That wasn't Joey.
I'm covering some band that Patrick did... Patrick did not recognize the song.
I don't know song
together,
titles.
So we're gonna overall just consider that a concerning fact. I don't know. I've had a good morning. I've had a good time.
This has been a good show.
I hope that...
Second edition.
All 700 of you that have reached out to us. You know, many of you guys have texted me after the great turkey hat debate, and I really do appreciate your input. Meanwhile, we look at the actual amount of listeners, and it's more than 700, so we apologize for undercounting you. Anyway.
We've really bloomed, you know,
into our second show. I think we have. Hopefully, you guys will be back next Thursday, when we'll bring you even more good content. It'll be the last show before Thanksgiving break. We will not be on the air on Thanksgiving, and I know that absolutely destroys your and your family's plans. And we plan to be on the air. Unfortunately, they said, please leave campus. Please go away to all of us. So we won't be able to make it to our show. So if you have to make, you know, alternate Thanksgiving plans, like recording one of our shows and playing it at the same time to convince yourself that it's happening, like, honestly... You gotta do...
We're really telling them 2 weeks in advance here.
You have a lot of time to make alternative plans for you and your family so that they're not disappointed, that you're not disappointed.
You can make personal playlists if you reach out to
us.
That
you're not just spending Thanksgiving being not thankful because you don't have your favorite radio program. You know, we really are like... We're like the soaps that you need.
Soaps.
I don't know. That's a thing people used to say. Anyway, we're gonna leave you with a song that... I think it might be the worst song of all time, but at the same time is my favorite. This has been Matthew Soderberg, and that's been Patrick Liu. You've been listening to The Smooth Jelly Experience on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, live from Curtis Hall. If you ever want to come storm our studio.
Just give us a call.
So we're just going to play a song. Someone will be on after us, and I'm not sure who that is, but I'm sure they'll be more equipped to... be a part of this. We'll be here next week, and hopefully you won't be.
For tomorrow.